Come October 1st, you could go online to sign up, or you could phone one of several call centers. But as with other complicated choices, there's no substitute for one-on-one help. Healthcare consultant Rosemary Day was the deputy director for Massachusetts' online insurance marketplace back when it launched in 2006 and 2007.
First of all, people don't walk around necessarily knowing what their annual income is off the top of their head, particularly if they're like putting together several part-time jobs and they're seasonal workers, and then how much insurance costs and then what that will cost them on net. It takes some real, in-person assistance and kind of understanding of, meeting people where they are.
In order to meet Marylanders where they are, the state is divided into six regions to enroll individuals and businesses into insurance plans. For individuals, Maryland tapped six connector entities. Each one will serve as an umbrella group and drive enrollment in its region. Those entities are hiring navigators, people who will go out, find uninsured individuals, and actually sign them up. Another group of new employees, called assisters, can sign people up for Medicaid, but not for private insurance plans. The state hopes to have 200 navigators and 250 assisters hired by mid-August. Training is expected to end by mid-September. One of these connector entities is Healthcare Access Maryland, responsible for enrollment in Baltimore City and Baltimore and Anne Arundel counties. Kathleen Westcote is the president and CEO. She says navigators will really need to understand insurance.
They'll also have to understand inside and out the federal subsidies that will be available for individuals who are between 100% and 400% of federal poverty level. So aside from helping individuals determine what they're eligible for, they will have to understand the subsidies very well.
Westcote says workers will be at health fairs, festivals, shelters, anywhere they think a large number of uninsured people will be. But that's not all.
In the city of Baltimore, you see that the word of mouth is much, much more important than any other marketing tactic or venue.
And that leads to the biggest challenge, overcoming the confusion about Obamacare. A Kaiser Health poll from April found that 4 in 10 Americans were unaware that the Affordable Care Act remained in effect. Danielle Davis directs communication, outreach, and training at the state's exchange, called Maryland Health Connection. She says they're rolling things out as quickly as possible.
There is also, the balance between putting information out there before something is available and creating confusion. So we're definitely trying to balance that.
Public awareness should increase once a social media campaign launches at the end of July and a paid ad campaign starts at the end of August. Open enrollment for individuals will begin October 1st and go through March 31st, but changes in family or citizenship status may allow for enrollment after that. And the enrollment period for Medicaid and Maryland Children's Health Program never closes. Still, the timeline is tight and the goals are significant. The state projects that 180,000 individuals will find insurance on the exchange by the end of next year, and an additional 100,000 will enroll in Medicaid. Massachusetts' open enrollment lasted more than a year. Even so, Rosemary Day urges patience.
It takes a while for the messaging to really sink in for people, and for word of mouth to pass on.
Get ready. I'm Brett Jaspers reporting for 88.1 WYPR.